Ralphie Radio Show. Of course, it's Friday, so we got to check in with Life and Style Weekly and recap the week that was. Juliet Eason, events editor. Juliet, preparing for the hurricane, right?
Yes, it's been a hurricane.
A little bit of everything hit New York City. Unbelievable. How are you dealing over there?
We're doing okay. We're just trying to gather as much news right now so that if we get stuck without power, we still have an awesome issue.
Of course, the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly on newsstands now. And Russell Brand, you guys spotted him getting a little cozy with his assistant?
Yes. He, on August 17th, was out with this woman named Sadie Turner. They went out to dinner and then caught a movie at the Arclight in Hollywood, and he was basically holding her around her shoulder and kissing the top of her head. And it absolutely looked like a date night, but according to Katie, she knows Sadie, and she thinks that she's a good influence on her husband. But I don't know, if I were Katie and I saw these photos of him getting that close to another woman, I would not be happy. And I can't imagine that she's totally thrilled about these pictures.
Of course, the whole thing as well, as we've talked about, the fact that Katie is on tour right now. So I don't know, you don't know how much time they're really spending. And obviously, you know, this Sunday she'll be at the VMAs presenting. That is very weird, especially to do it again while your wife is out, you know, traveling the country.
Exactly. While this was going on in Hollywood, she was actually in Kansas City performing on her California Dreams World Tour.
Very interesting. Well, Russell and Katie not single yet. Prince Harry is, though, according to you guys?
He is. So he had been having a bit of a dalliance with Florence Brudinell Bruce, who is a very gorgeous blonde model. But just after about 2 months, they decided they weren't really a good match for each other, and he put the brakes on the romance, particularly because he has a lot of military duties, and he's actually being sent on a 3-month trip to Arizona and California for Apache helicopter training, which is pretty cool. So, you know, all those girls out in Arizona and California should start working on their English accents.
Basically, what you're saying is, Juliet, you're going to be relocating to the West Coast to work for Life and Style Weekly.
Absolutely.
Hey, there's less natural disasters happening there than on the East Coast right now, so you might as well, right?
I know. The tables have turned.
Unbelievable. Ridiculous. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. And, of course, Jennifer Aniston, things still going well with her boyfriend, and now possibly kids on the way, maybe even twins?
Right. Well, Jen has always wanted children, and she's really just been waiting for the right time in her life. And she really has decided that Justin might be the one for her. And I think even if they don't get married right away, she knows that her biological clock is ticking. She's 42. She just bought an enormous new apartment in Manhattan that has plenty of room for a nursery, for a nanny's room. It has a great outdoor area. She wants kids, and she'd love to have twins. And actually, if you undergo fertility treatments, you have a 1 in 4 chance of having twins. And if you're over 35, you have a greater chance of having twins.
Oh, wow.
So she, you know, with that double whammy, she's hoping that maybe she'll get lucky and have two and be done with it.
Julia, you said clock's ticking, and I immediately, my mind raced to my cousin Vinny.
Oh.
That scene with Marissa Tomei, she's banging with her out in the woods, whatever. Anyways,
yeah.
Read about those stories. Jen Addison, matter of fact, on the cover, and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason. Juliet, hey, please be safe this weekend, okay?
You too.